Republican state lawmakers are mulling changes to Pennsylvania's election law this session, but many of them backed efforts to cast doubt on and overturn what was widely considered a free and fair election last November. WITF's Sam Dunklaw reached out to the several dozen who took such action to better understand their motivation.
In early December, 57 state representatives signed a letter asking Pennsylvania's congressional delegation to object to the state's Electoral College vote. The following month, 19 state senators signed a different letter asking the group to delay certifying that vote. Each said Governor Tom Wolf, then Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar, and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court interfered with or undermined state election law by allowing things like drop boxes, ballot curing, and an extended mail-in voting deadline. As House Speaker Brian Cutler said a week after the election,
"We owe it to our voters to follow this through and ensure that they have confidence in the system. And if the system failed them, it needs corrected."
But by the time the letters were sent out, Democrat Joe Biden had won after every county had certified its vote. State and federal courts had rejected lawsuits arguing process problems, and election experts like Lisa Schaefer of the County Commissioners of Pennsylvania were touting how well the vote went amid the coronavirus pandemic.
"We had very few issues, and those were just routine in nature. And I think that the public can be very confident and feel very good about how smooth the election went and feel confident about the results that came from it."
Yet groups of lawmakers challenged them. If they were successful, they would have played a role in disenfranchising Pennsylvanian voters. So with all of this in mind, why do it?
"We definitely felt that the governor's office, the secretary, and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court had their thumb on the scale of justice inequality when it came to those changes that they made."
That's Republican Representative Doyle Heffley of Carbon County. Of the nearly 70 lawmakers contacted for this story, he was one of two who agreed to talk.
"The point I'm making by signing that letter is something was wrong here in Pennsylvania with what the PA Supreme Court did. Accepting ballots 3 days after the established legal deadline of 8 p.m. That's not a fair and honest election."
Okay, a few things to note here. Ballots had to be postmarked by Election Day. Counties were allowed to wait for their arrival because the Postal Service said it couldn't guarantee a timely delivery of mail-in ballots. Plus, federal court rulings, even one by a judge appointed by President Donald Trump, upheld the state court's actions before Heffley and his GOP colleagues signed the letter. Heffley says despite that, he asked Congress to object, and
"I called for an audit. I called for the attorney general to appoint, because he was on the ballot as well, to appoint an independent investigator to look into the questions and issues that were raised."
Because he says Pennsylvanians didn't have enough confidence in the system. But lawmakers helped create that situation by repeating claims about impropriety that didn't hold up. In effect, supporting President Donald Trump's election fraud lie that led to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Several Pennsylvanians have been criminally charged as a result. Heffley says he doesn't feel responsible for what happened.
"Because we're questioning a change to the law that was made back in September that I questioned in September? No."
Responsibility, he says, rests with forces well beyond the legislature's control.
"I don't think what happened January 6th was because, I think this was building for a long time, because of the political rhetoric, and because of actions like we've seen from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court."
One other reminder, the court, made up of justices elected by Pennsylvania voters, interpreted the state's election law, which is its responsibility as the third branch of state government. Representative Paul Schemmel, the other lawmaker who agreed to discuss his stance, is a Republican from Franklin County. He says he's been reflecting a lot about the past few months, including why he signed the letter.
"My own introspection, I think, okay, you know, what were my own sort of words and comments that I utilized, that I used from the day of the election forward? And, you know, and when is speech insightful and when is speech inciting?"
Schemmel also says he doesn't agree state lawmakers contributed to the environment that led to January 6th. He says he told constituents who called him alleging voter fraud that without proof, their claims wouldn't hold up.
"I think through myself, you know, are there things that I could have said that could have made that point clearer? But I would have never in my mind imagined that, you know, that we would have individuals in our country that would, you know, that would do the irresponsible things that occurred on January the 6th.
Fact checkers argue the core problem was state lawmakers saying procedural problems led to an illegal and invalid election result, when independent authorities concluded there was no evidence to support that. For Schemmel,
I agree that the conflation of the two is problematic. If an individual is going to consume news and they, in their own mind, conflate these things, different things people are saying, to them, they're all in a line with the same mission. But, you know, maybe they aren't.
But as for the process itself,
our election system is not perfect. We're going to try to make it better. But I think our election system does work. And we do have a lot of very dedicated people in all of our counties, very much dedicated to making those elections good.
Northampton Community College political science professor Sam Chen has been thinking about what all this means going forward. He points out the Commonwealth Republican Party is already facing consequences for what happened. State registration data shows more than 4,000 GOP voters became Democrats in the first month of this year, and 10,000 left the party.
Republicans have made very good gains in the last several years, and you're starting to see those people leave the party. And so there's a divide within the party, and there are certainly people leaving the party. I think that reckoning is coming if the GOP doesn't figure out their identity and quickly.
It's not likely any of the 76 lawmakers who signed the letters contesting the 2020 election will face any consequences at home. Chen says most are from districts that strongly backed President Trump, who spearheaded this whole effort to begin with. On top of that, some want to tighten the rules for future elections and even change how statewide judges are elected, including state Supreme Court justices. But Chen says one thing about all of this remains true.
It's the height of hypocrisy here to object to an election in your state that you want.
Sam Dunklaw, WITF News.